There's church growth in Vietnam despite oppression. Hindu extremist efforts in India fail to silence Christians. And a Nepali ministry benefits from the Maoist regime. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While Vietnam has been dropped from the United States list of countries of particular concern, Christians are still reporting difficulties. Reports indicate churches have been destroyed by the government and believers have been forced to recant their faith. President of Vision Beyond Borders, Patrick Klein, confirms the reports. He says the church is growing despite the problems.
When persecution comes, it kind of cleans up the church. The people who are playing games that aren't serious about the Lord kind of get out of the way. And then the ones that are really sold out can really go forward in the work.
Bibles are desperately needed in Vietnam. According to Klein, the U.S. decision to drop Vietnam from the list of countries of particular concern actually hurt Bible distribution.
There's only about two or three groups that are actually carrying Bibles into Vietnam that we know of, and we're one of them. People have backed off. They say, well, you know, Vietnam's not so persecuted, but it really is.
Volunteers are needed to help distribute Bibles. If you're interested, go to our website for contact information. Meanwhile, a World Evangelical Alliance report shows persecution of Christians isn't over in India. Recently in Karnataka state, Hindu extremists burned down the house of a believer after he refused to let them take his land and build a Hindu temple. Complaints to police were ignored. Attacks in Orissa state have died down, but believers are still being hunted throughout the country. Despite the problems, people are turning to Christ. Continue to pray for believers there. You're listening to Mission Network News. American officials are reviewing a terrorist tag placed on Nepal's ruling Maoist party. An operation mobilization worker, whom we'll call Solomon, says while it's been a rough road, they actually have more freedom for ministry now.
When the Maoists were quite violent within the villages, the police, who are the people that used to always arrest us and confiscate our literature, were no longer worried about our Christian work. With the Maoists taking over and declaring Nepal a secular state, most of their anti-religious activity has been against the Hindu fundamentalists.
And leaves them free to focus on evangelism training in the remote areas.
We're running a 3-month training program where we bring in anywhere between 100 and 150 students for some short training for about 14 days and then send them out on outreaches within the villages for about 30 days. And this, we have found, accomplishes two things. One, it gets them really excited about evangelism. And it also encourages the churches that they work with.
Pray that local churches would continue to cultivate their outreach programs and the new believers. Next, have you ever wanted to make a permanent impact on someone's life in a short period of time? A CURE International short-term trip may be just for you. Fourth-year medical student Matthew Hershey says his CURE trip to the Dominican Republic
opened doors for me in my mind, and it really allowed me to see that it was possible to function at a very high level of care, equal to U.S. standards. Down in the Dominican Republic, where obviously your resources are not as readily available.
While providing top medical care, Hershey also noted CURE's attention to the spiritual lives of their patients.
They obviously have a medical director at every one of their hospitals, but then they also have a spiritual director as well. So there definitely is available literature, etc., but they were very prayer-oriented as well.
CURE's always looking for medically trained volunteers, but you can help even without those skills. To learn more, go to our website. And what if the bread of life wasn't available to feed your spiritual soul? Missionaries in Papua New Guinea with New Tribes Mission are making sure this doesn't happen. By translating God's word into the tribe's language, believers will have the truth for years to come. New Tribes reports tremendous growth in the indigenous church, but the translation team needs your help. Ask God to provide strength for Bible translators as they continue their important work. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is recruiting prayer partners. We need people who believe in the power of prayer, who will commit to praying over each MNN news story every day. Will you commit? Go to missionnetworknews.org, enter your email address at the bottom of the page, and we'll send you 5 stories to pray over every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.